Surely you've heard it before. Someone who's been disappointed by a friend one too many times throws their hands up in exasperation and declares, "I am so done with people. See, this is why I don't want friends. I don't need them. They just let you down. I don't have time for this anyway." And it's also likely that you haven't just heard others say it, but you may have found yourself with that mentality once or twice in your lifetime. But how much truth is there to the statement, "I don't need friends"? Can you be an island? Do you actually need other people? Well, this week marks the 100th episode of the Friend Forward podcast, and as I looked over our archives, I was surprised to see that we have yet to cover this topic. And maybe it's because it's just so obvious staring me in the face that I overlooked it. It seems so obvious. The importance of friendships. But I thought, especially as we mark the 100th episode, why not lean into the basics right now so we can make sure we're all on the same page? So I think that deep down, you know that we need community. You know we need friends, but you don't know how to explain it. Well, today, I'm going to help you out. So we're going to start by addressing three reasons why some people lean into the mentality of not needing friends. And then I'm going to break down exactly why friendship matters. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, I got you. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a friendship coach, speaker, and author. And when it comes to the joys, complexities, and misconceptions surrounding female friendship, I am here to help you through it. Now, before we get started, if you're listening to this episode or to this podcast in general, that signifies to me that you're in a place where you're trying to get more intentional about your friendships. And sometimes it's hard to come and get this knowledge and have these conversations and then go back into a world where it feels like everybody else hasn't caught up. Like they're still seeing friendships as transactional. They're not prioritizing spending time together. And it can be frustrating when you want to apply what you're learning with other people who just don't get it. And so we've created a space. I call it my group chat. You should come join the group chat. There are women there now. We're having conversations about female friendship. You might actually meet some new friends over there, and you can rest assured knowing that these are women who are in the same headspace as you are to be intentional about making friendships. In fact, we just started a 21-day Be a Better Friend challenge, and we're screenshotting evidence that we're like doing these challenges and tasks every day. And we also have a monthly book club. Again, that's all at betterfemalefriendships.com/group chat. I hope to see you over there. In the meantime, let's address why we need friends. So I want to start by talking about three reasons why some people say that they don't need friends. And you can glean a little insight into their reasoning based on how they emphasize certain words in the sentence. So surely you've heard this before, maybe a certain exercise you've done or heard on social media where you take a sentence and depending on where you put inflection, it reveals what it is you're trying to imply. So with the phrase, "I don't need friends," if you emphasize I don't need friends, or you have "I don't need friends," and then there's "I don't need friends." Okay, so let's break each one down. The first one, "I don't need friends," that emphasis shows that you see depending on other people as a weakness that other people might lean into, but not you, because you're self-sufficient. And acknowledging that you need community seems to detract from your sense of self-sufficiency. And you like to stress the way in which you are different, you are independent, you're not as weak as the rest of us, because you don't have that certain level of dependence on community. Then there's the, "Well, I don't need friends." The implication there is that friendship is just a want. It's not a need. It restricts it as something that's nice to have, but you don't need to have it. It's not essential. It maintains that friendship is this optional thing to engage in when you want like a recreational pastime and nothing more. So you reduce it to an option and therefore reserve it for the margins of your lives. And then you treat it like that accordingly. Like you put it on the back burner, not giving it the priority that it warrants because you don't see it as an equal obligation in your life. And finally, there are those who stress the last word. They say, "Well, I don't need friends." This acknowledges that you need other things, but friendship's not one of them because friendship itself is frivolous. I've noticed that people who are protecting themselves after a series of disappointments, they tend to lean this way. And because they either have experienced like some egregious betrayal, or they're trying to have a space where they're not having to have unmet expectations all the time and have that disappointment, they decide that friendship is something that they're not going to pursue. And I suspect that some people do crave connection, but they use the statement to shield themselves, to ward people off, knowing that they're isolating themselves by severing those connections, but they're resigned to the idea that they'd rather cause their own pain and have some sense of control over their pain instead of having it be at the mercy of somebody else. So I know I'm cutting myself off. I know that it's a form of self-harm. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but it does harm the self to cut yourself off from other people. You'd rather do that than have your harm come at the hands of somebody else. And so you kind of take a preemptive strike by saying, I don't need friends, as a defense mechanism, essentially. But yes, girl, yes, you do need friends. So let's look at this from different angles. The antonym most readily available for the presence of friendship is the absence of friendship, loneliness. And there's research that suggests that sustained loneliness is just as physically detrimental to your body as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. You heard that right. This is not like some one of those like random studies where they just like sampled three people or whatever it is. It was conducted by reputable researchers, and it's quoted by several friendship and connection experts, including the Surgeon General. So not having friendships means that physically you can expect to see less favorable health outcomes, because you don't have people in your life to support you emotionally, which can lead to internalizing certain issues and getting into the habit of rumination, which women are more susceptible to, and leading to anxiety and depression. And speaking of depression, in a study that identified more than 100 factors that influence depression, the number one preventer is having someone to talk to. And then there's the matter of longevity. Having a social network and feeling socially supported directly impacts how long you live. And this is where if we have men listening, because I've noticed that there's been like an influx of male listenership, which I love, but I want you to skip ahead for a second. Okay, ladies, this is just for you. I think the reason we tend to live longer than men is because we're more communal, because we're leaning into our friendships for emotional support. And even that's according to a 2021 survey, a huge survey, that showed that when men need emotional support, they tend to seek it from their family members and their partner. But we seek it from our partner and our friends. And this is self-reported. Okay, so this is what people are saying that they're doing. So that means we're accessing our friends in times of need. And you can imagine, you know, like how that would be helpful in sustaining you. And I just think that that's why we're probably living longer, is having friends. But, you know, It's not just about having a long life, but a fulfilling one. There's research that suggests that it's not your income status, it's not your marital status, but it's the quality of your relationships that's the number one factor that determines your overall life satisfaction and well-being. I know you've been listening to the podcast for forever, so you've heard me say that multiple times, but that's because I put the work that I do in perspective of why it's so important. We're out here thinking like a friendship coach is, you know, kind of silly. It's like, why would I get help for something that should be like so natural or whatever? Well, when you hear that the number one thing that's going to dictate how satisfied you feel with your life is the quality of your relationships, it doesn't just say the quality of your romances. So how are you relating to other people? And if you want support and better relating to other people, why not get support for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not get a coach? Anywho, okay, I digress. Now, there's one study I really enjoy specifically around women. They focused on female participants who are in the postpartum stages of their motherhood journey. And they found that when they spent time with their friends, not their family or spouse or children, because they tested that too, they measured that too. When they spent time with their friends postpartum, they were less likely to engage in like this maladaptive rumination or destructive, harmful overthinking, which leads to anxiety and depression. That's the power of friendship. I could go on and on, but the gist is this. If you want to be healthier in your body, in your mind, emotionally, And we didn't even get into financially. I didn't even talk about that. But you need friends. So as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I know that this is going to sound cheesy. It's about to sound like so hippy-dippy, what I'm about to say. But I hope that after 2 years together now, this is our 100th episode together, that you trust me, that I'm not trying to do anything that's fluff around here. I don't have time for that. This is research-based stuff, and I'm being so earnest, okay? So please, please do this exercise with me. I want you to say the sentence aloud, I need friends. Go ahead, wherever you are, say it. I need friends. If you just hesitated, that signals something. If you said it, but you cringed, that signals something. If you got emotional, that signals something. If you were able to say that with glee and resolution and confidence and fervor, that signals something too about your attitude toward your social health. I encourage you to explore that, how your body just responded to saying that aloud, how you felt emotionally when you said that aloud. Because I think that indicates where you are and what's going on with loneliness and friendship and just kind of the state of your friendships, which ebb and flow. So it just might speak to where you are right now, okay? Now, I don't want to end on a less than pleasant note, but we have to keep it real. We're not saying that friends are a panacea for all that ails you, that it just will solve every problem that you have. That's not what we're saying. Yeah, you also need to have some self-worth. You need to have a strong sense of spirituality. You need to have good physical health habits. Yes. We're also not saying that your friends won't ever tick you off or add stress to your life. They will. Let's ground our expectations in reality. We're talking about human relationships. And it is not possible to experience platonic intimacy. I mean, ultimate intimacy with another person, but also not want to be touched by their stuff. If I have a friend who's going through a breakup and she wants to vent about it, that, you know, I will take pleasure and satisfaction in supporting her, but that might like transfer to me. And now I'm feeling kind of down about how she's feeling kind of down. So by extension, being in relationship with you is going to impact my life. And if it doesn't impact my life, we're not close. And so anybody we engage with, we're opting to have this person's stuff be something that we help them carry. That's just, it is what it is. Okay. So it becomes a matter of whose stuff do I want to carry? Who do I want to invest in? Who do I value enough where it's worth it to me to help them with their stuff? And they're doing the same for you. Okay. So you will have some negative stresses as an extension of being relationship with your friends, but friendship itself overall, holistically, when you take an aerial view, is so necessary to your life. You need friends. I need friends. You need people to love on. You have love to give. Like you have stuff inside of you to share. Who are you going to share it with? Okay. You need friends. I need friends. So if your next question is, okay, Danielle, I hear you. I buy in. But how do I do that? I'm not trying to sell you, but factually, if I'm trying to meet a need right now, the quickest thing I can give you is, you know, we have available right now our How to Make Friends as an Adult course live on the website. Or what I would really enjoy, we have private one-on-one sessions with me. That's my livelihood. That's what I do. 75 minutes together. And the good news is I'm off of my pseudo book leave because I recently turned in my manuscript and I'm so excited for that. But it means I get to open up my calendar again and welcome sessions with you all. And I'd love to sit with you and hear your heart and co-create some strategies together. I'd love to do that. And if you're not ready for all that and you just want to take baby steps, come join us in the group chat. At least you'll be with a bunch of women who were in there running our mouth about female friendship and we're doing a challenge together. It's just a good time. And some women are already kind of connecting and realizing they live in the same city. So that's kind of cute. Okay. So that's at betterfemalefriendships.com/group chat. I know they'd be happy to meet you and I would too. So until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.